Joining me live in studio this morning is Lincoln County School District number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson. Good morning, Superintendent. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke. Thanks.
I appreciate you coming in during, well, I guess not summer break for you, is it? Just keeps on going.
it's the interesting time of the year for the district office. We're in the middle of a bunch of state reports and
All the fun stuff.
Stuff that maybe doesn't affect kids as much as we'd like. Anyway.
Remember the good old days when you were just in the classroom? Do you remember those?
I do.
Superintendent Erickson with us in studio this morning. Well, of course, the big question everyone's asking right now is, what's the plan for this fall? And it's just about 2 months away now from the start of the upcoming school year. So a lot can happen in 2 months. What's the discussion like currently?
So there's a lot of discussions going on at the state level, obviously, but as of today, I'm going to be optimistic and predict that we'll be back face-to-face come August 24th with students, and we obviously will have made some accommodations and different things, cafeterias, passing times, trying to do as much social distancing in the classroom as we can, and the big question still in my mind is how transportation's going to work. Right now we're only allowed to have 12 on a bus, but like you say, a lot of things can change in the next 60 days.
So of course I hear this quite a bit because I have young kids, and so, you know, people I associate that have young kids as well are thinking, okay, so our elementary kid is going to have to wear a mask at school. I'm sure that's come up in the conversation. What's that topic been about?
So, interesting enough, Warren Hicks, our maintenance and facilities director, he's secured several thousand masks as well as multiple drums of hand sanitizer. We've got a shipment that'll be here later this week or the first of next week. I think we ordered 10 55-gallon drums, and it's coming to us out of Jackson. So some of our PPE stuff has been on back order, obviously, and we were hooked up with a company out of Jackson that FDA approved and everything. Anyway, getting a much better deal on it, and it's Wyoming-based, so we're appreciative of that. But your question was, will students be wearing masks? That will certainly be an option for them. As of today, we see that the majority of staff, especially when they're within 6 feet of students, would be required to wear a mask, but students it would be optional for.
Okay. Superintendent Matt Erickson with us in studio this morning. A lot of those questions, of course, will be answered in the coming weeks as we get closer. But as of right now, you're expecting kids to be in classrooms on the 24th of August.
That's our expectation, and like I say, we're very optimistic about that. So we have to have a smart start, they're calling it, submitted to the state and have approval on that, and that needs to be approved by about the 10th of August. So we're working hard on that behind the scenes, but we're also trying to take it slow, as this is such a fluid situation and crazy situation, and things are changing day to day. So we don't want to have to redo a lot of the work, but we are there's daily discussions, and we're making plans.
Now, if I remember correct, Governor Gordon in his last, a couple press conferences ago, stated that the health orders had changed to allow 50 students, I think, in a school or something to that effect. So does that mean summer school coming up in July is good to go with students in the classroom?
Correct. So we have summer school going on at the secondary level right now. And obviously there's screening and social distancing and different protocols in place for that. And then we'll start with, we've been doing some tutoring off campus, if you will, with elementary students to try to plug some gaps and fill some holes. And starting even this next week, our elementaries will get rolling with some more intense tutoring, if you will. I think it concludes the 16th of July, the tutoring.
Okay.
So, yeah.
District 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio with us this morning. Well, a couple other items, Superintendent. Since we talked last, the district announced the new principal for Afton Elementary.
We're really excited to have Mr. Robinson on board. He's been with us in the district for 8 or 10 years. He was at the middle school as a paraprofessional for a while, and then We hired him at Osmond Elementary, and he's been in the sped world. But Mr. Robinson's just a phenomenal educator, master educator, and has unbelievable people skills. And we're super excited to see where he can take Afton Elementary. Mr. Parmenter did a fantastic job, but we think that Mr. Robinson, with his flair and flavor on it, will take him to a new height, if you will. So
excellent.
Afton has great students and phenomenal staff, and I think it's going to be a great fit.
It's been one of the highest performing elementaries in the state for quite some time, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But we can say that about all of our schools.
That's true. Yes.
And we're very appreciative of that and blessed. So.
You mentioned another word before we went on the air, and that was recalibration. You said this comes around every 5 years. Tell us what this is and what it means for the district.
Okay, so by Wyoming Constitution state statute, recalibration of the funding model for schools has to be done every 5 years, and that kicks off tomorrow, and it'll be wrapped up in the next 6 months prior to the next to the 21 legislative session. So Duke, just maybe people are interested. Recalibration to me is absolutely fascinating. There's a lot of different aspects to the funding model and how the state arrives. But a consulting firm, Otis and Picus, has been hired. They've been with the state a couple other times in the recalibration cycle. But anyway, the president of the Senate appoints six senators to serve on this committee. And the Speaker of the House appoints six representatives. On the representative side, or on the House side, excuse me, there needs to be two from the minority party. So there's two Democrats, and then on the Senate side, there's one Democrat. Just those are the rules of it. But I've already participated in some pre-meetings, if you will, through Zoom. And tomorrow in Cheyenne, it's going to be virtual. The next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, will be virtual recalibration meetings. So the 48 superintendents in the state will obviously be tuned in and weighing in on some of the factors. But very intriguing. If anybody has any questions, they're welcome to call. Or I'm sure that Representative Simpson or Senator Dockstetter would answer their questions as well.
And so do they look at the kind of the education funding model as a whole, or is it more just looking at student population and how things are going to move, looking or how funding will be distributed moving forward based on what the models have been?
So they'll look at everything from the basket of goods, in other words, what the legislators expect programming wise, to salaries, health insurance, athletics activities, transportation, special services, all of those different things. And then they come up with an ADM, or an average daily membership, what they will fund, what revenue source will be available to districts to educate kids in the state of Wyoming.
District 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio with us this morning. Appreciate your time as always. Anything we missed you wanted to touch on today?
I'd just, again, give a shout out to our parents and students for the way they handled the COVID closure, and it was extremely disruptive. And then also a shout out to our staff. They did an amazing job. And were we perfect through it? No, but we did more things right than we did wrong. And it was a great learning experience. And then this summer, our maintenance and custodians and those people there getting our buildings in tip-top shape, ready to go again come August 24th. So again, all we're right. Optimistic, and I look forward to seeing students again in the buildings.
Now, one thing I forgot to ask, what about extracurricular activities in August? What's the status on that, have you heard?
Well, that's it's all over the place as well, but there's been some extreme frustration this summer with camps and weight rooms and open gyms and things. We're having to follow the orders, obviously, and the guidance from Lincoln County Health, and parents and volunteers are allowed to do a lot of things that schools can't right now. So our weight room is open, and our football and wrestling, basketball coaches, soccer, they're in there working track, working out student athletes. But the focus this summer maybe is getting bigger, faster, stronger, and individual skill development versus team.
Superintendent Erickson with us this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up live on the SVI Radio Network.